Coles has announced that starting next month, it will bypass processors and contract milk direct from dairy farmers in New South Wales and also Victoria. The supermarket giant will pay Saputo to process and bottle the milk for its Coles brand products. Farmers have welcomed the move that will increase competition for milk and also could lead to a premium at the farm gate. Graham Forbes, president of farmer group Dairy Connect, says the devil, though, will be in the detail.
It looks as though they're probably going down the Tesco-type model that the supermarkets in the UK have been operating for some time.
And do you think that's a good thing for dairy farmers? Will it mean a premium for them at the farm gate?
Well, let's hope so. Most of those farmers in Tesco have been quite happy with the system over there. It's taken a bit of the fluctuation out of the system, but you know, always the proof's in the pudding, and we don't know much yet. We haven't seen any of the fine print. We've only seen a media release. It's going to put a bit more competition out there in the marketplace, I think, and let's hope it lifts prices to farmers and gives them some long-term security.
What impact do you think it'll have on the milk market and competition for milk as it enters the market looking for milk in Victoria, southern and central New South Wales?
Well, that's going to be very interesting because, you know, what arrangement those current Saputo suppliers are going to come up with. Is Saputo going to stay in the market in New South Wales? There's a lot of questions out there. Saputo obviously haven't said anything at this stage, and you know, some of the other processors are quite aggressive there at the moment. Parmalat's been looking for a fair bit of milk. Unfortunately, Lion's been very quiet because it's on the market. So it's going to be a very interesting few weeks to find out how the industry's going to play out on this new change.
Do you know what price Coles will be offering dairy farmers?
Oh, let's hope it's a dollar a litre, mate. But no idea. But a dollar would be a good start.
I think it's fair to say that if they're charging that in the supermarket, it'll be a lot less than that.
Well, you never know. You know, they've been prepared to run a loss on milk before, so they can continue making a loss on it so long as they pay their farmers.
Do you have any concerns about this model that cuts out processes and what it could mean for dairy farmers?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's been a model so long as it's not abused, and let's hope, you know, we'd hope that we would have had the transparency in the industry with a milk price index, and unfortunately that's been killed by the industry and the coalition, and we've also hoped that we would have had a mandatory code in place, and it's very important we have these structures in place so that the farmers aren't abused, and I think if we had those structures in place we'd be able to be quite confident that farmers would be able to negotiate a fair and transparent price.
Will this have any impact on Norco?
Look, I think at the present stage, from my the current Norco contract will continue, but going forward into the longer term, if they spin this sort of scheme out further, maybe that when the current contract with Norco expires, I think it's a fairly long-term contract with Norco, there may be some changes. But Norco has a very strong relationship with Coles. The majority of Norco milk and ice cream goes to Coles. I think it could be as high as 60% of Norco's production goes to Coles. So, they're very much ingrained with Coles.
And when you say the devil's in the detail, what detail would you like to see more when it comes to this arrangement from Coles buying direct from farmers?
Well, let's hope, it's a rolling agreement. I know the Woolworths farmers have got a 3-year rolling agreement. They know their price out for up to 3 years. My arrangement the other day, I didn't know what I was going to get in a month's time from the milk. So, farmers have got that security and it's a good price. So farmers would have the confidence to reinvest in their farms. And certainly that's what we're not seeing at the moment. We need to have systems in place that farmers will invest capital and we can see this industry grow again rather than shrinking at a very fast rate at the moment.
How do you think Saputo will be taking this news today?
Well, I'm not sure. I think Lino's in the country later in the month, and generally that's about the only time we hear from Saputo. Certainly, Saputo farmers have been concerned about the amount of engagement they've had with the company and whether the company had a long-term future in New South Wales. So hopefully some of those concerns will be worked out when Lino's out here later in the month.
Graham Forbes is a dairy farmer and president of Dairy Connect, and he was speaking there to Josh Becker.